Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. High school seniors are just a few short weeks away from graduation and the next steps towards adulthood. Many will go on to college, but many won't. For some, like Erica Johnson of Milwaukee, college was never a given. Yet Johnson, who is one of 13 siblings, will soon graduate from St. Joan Antietam High School and will go on to the Ivy League, Dartmouth University to be specific, this fall with the help of a full-ride scholarship. Johnson is a participant in a program called College Possible, which works with high schoolers on their college readiness skills. Johnson and her College Possible coach, Aaron Bennett, along with Executive Director Edie Turnbull, joined Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke in the studio recently, and Johnson talked about what her college expectations were as of 4 years ago.
I thought, I'm going to go somewhere in, Milwaukee or, Wisconsin. I don't know how I'm going to pay. I know nothing about FAFSA or the differences between colleges, but I'm going.
You said FAFSA, that's the
federal government student aid.
And so what changed that attitude? Because that's not how your high school career turned out.
No, it's not, luckily for me. College Possible changed my whole perspective on what college could be like. College Possible found me. They hunt you down. So they have people who come.
In a nice way.
Yeah, they're friendly stalkers, so it's okay. So they come and they give a little spiel on what College Possible is all about. And then we apply to be in the program. And junior year, we start with ACT prep and college prep and college visits and everything. So
really, as recently as 2 years ago, you weren't really clear on where this was all going.
I wasn't. I sure wasn't.
Did you have to be convinced?
A little bit. Erin's been my mentor. She's been great in helping me see, like, you have so much potential. You can apply for this and apply for that. Don't be afraid. Just go for it. So,
Erin, describe your first meeting or your first interaction with Erica.
Interesting. I've just been thinking that a lot lately because we have our big graduation on Saturday. So I was reflecting on the first time I met them. And she was St. John's, so everyone was in their uniforms, and I walked in, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here, and they were all talking. But the second I got started, everyone was, like, ready and clearly there for a purpose, and they knew that they wanted to be part of this program, so it was really fun.
Do you remember anything specifically about Erica when you first met her?
Erica definitely introduced herself to me right away, which some of the girls I kind of had to hunt down and be like, I think you signed up for this program. Whereas Erica was right there the first day like, hi, I'm Erica. I'm really excited to join. So that kind of stuck out to me.
Well, okay. So you enrolled in the College Possible program in your junior year. What took place? Maybe the two of you can talk about what had to happen to get you from somebody who was interested in this to somebody who is coming out of high school and going on to Dartmouth.
One of my main things is I need to feel I have a good support system around me when I do things. And Erin really made us feel that. I mean, we always had these warm-up activities where we got to know each other. And I didn't just see her at my school. I saw her outside of school whenever I needed help with something or just to hang out. So
going to college is like a big life decision, and so the academics play a huge part, and so that's why we work on a bunch of ACT prep and, encouraging our students to keep up their grades, but they also have to, want to do it. And so that's where kind of the personal motivation, getting to know each student and what they want for their future and where they want to go is really important as well.
Well, and so then at what point do you figure out that it's not just college that's possible, but it's, a really competitive college and scholarships that are possible as well?
I put myself out there through my personality and what I do and, my values and things like that. I'm really huge. One of my huge values is education. I always thought education could be my way out, and that's something I've always stuck to. I really believe in community service, so I'm always involved in some type of service. For the past year or 2 years now, I've been started off as a volunteer, and now I work at Walker's Point Youth and Family Center, a shelter for teens, and I'm just really involved in different programs.
Edie Turnbull, I'm reminded of the fine print on a commercial, your results may vary. Is it your aim for all of the students who enter College Possible to have the same opportunity that Erica has to go on to a place like Dartmouth?
Yes, actually. Our goal is for every student in our program to be matched with the right place for them to go. And that's probably one of the biggest factors that we provide because, as Erica said, we're able to provide that support system for students who, in many cases, are the first in their family to go on to college. we're able to help them understand their potential and then help them match appropriately to the school that's going to be the best fit for them. So and a lot of times we really help to crush a lot of myths that students have.
Like what?
Well, for example, Erica said she didn't know how she was going to pay for college. And so a lot of times students will say, I can't go to a four-year college because I know they're really expensive. Or I can't go to a private college. I have to go to a state school because it's much cheaper. And we can help them understand that through the financial aid system and scholarships, it can all be about the same, actually, when push comes to shove, and help you minimize those gaps and things. So it's a really important service that we're providing for students. But in the end, it's all the students. I mean, Eric is a stellar example, and we have lots of stellar – I'd fill the studio with lots of stellar examples of students that we have who are doing absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, Aaron's never once told me, like, I couldn't apply to this college or go here because, you know, I can't afford it or anything like that. She's always told us, you know, think about where you want to go. Do they have what you want? What don't you like? You know, get the feel of the campus, and then, you know, we'll talk about the financial aid part later.
Well, and so how did you arrive at Dartmouth as your goal?
Aaron told me about their their fly-in program where they pay for you to come visit. And so I ended up getting into the program, which it was kind of a last-minute thing, so luckily we got into it. And when I went there, I found I loved it. And so I came back. I'm like, Erin, I know it's like a long shot, but I really want to try and see what happens. And she said, okay.
What was it that you loved about it so much?
They have a really good program for med school students, and that's where I want to go. I love the teachers. Everybody was really welcoming and opening on the campus. And even though Milwaukee's the city without the big city, Hanover is a pretty small place, which suited me.
Erin, talk about the process of not necessarily steering a student to one particular school, but helping guide the decision making process.
Yeah, it's definitely a process. Junior year, at the end of junior year, we kind of talk about what are the five schools, because we tell our students to apply to at least five. Some apply to way more, but kind of what are the five schools that you're initially interested in? We just kind of put that out there in junior year. And then senior year, we start to look more in depth. In the beginning of the year, we do a lot of research on what are things you want? Do you know what you want to study? Do you not? And those are both, you know, viable options. Do you like the big city? Do you like the small city? And kind of just talk about what their goals are and why they're going to really find a school that's going to be supportive of their needs.
Were there setbacks along the way over the last 2 years? Were there points at which you were worried that you weren't going to be able to do this?
The program – so I got accepted to Dartmouth through Questbridge, and I didn't have a laptop or computer at home to do the application. So I'm staying – I was staying after school late sometimes to like 7 trying to hurry up and get this application finished. And then the very last day that I had to do finishing touches and do more questions – my grandma ended up having a heart attack, and I said, Erin, I can't do it anymore. I can't finish. I have to go handle some things. And luckily, my aunt, who was at the hospital with me, had a laptop, and I was able to finish last-minute things and submit it. And luckily, I did.
Erica applied through Dartmouth through a program called Questbridge, which is essentially its own organization that works at matching low-income students with more high-reach schools. So when Erica applied, she had to put down her schools that she was interested in an order, and then the schools receive her application and also rank her in an order. So her number one choice of the ranks was Dartmouth, and so that means they put her as a number one as well, and therefore they got matched. And she gets a full ride to go there.
It's unquestionably a success story as we sit here and talk about it in May of 2013. It's one thing to be accepted and get the full ride. It's another thing to succeed there. What do you have to keep in mind, do you think, when you get there?
Yeah, it's one of my I'm always telling my friends around me who are like, you got into a good school. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter where you go. It matters what you do when you get there. And so I know there's going to be hard times where I'm struggling and I'm stressed when I'm there, but I can't give up. I just have to plow forward.
One of the other things to note is that even though Erica is going to not be working directly with Erin anymore. Erin's done with her term of service this year.
Sad.
And she's going off to Hanover, where we won't physically be with her, but she will have a College Possible college coach who will be in touch with her regularly to kind of, you know, take her temperature in a way and make sure that everything's going okay. It's a sounding board, so when she starts to freak out or get homesick or something and she can't reach one of her 13 siblings, she can call her College Possible coach, who will be happy to talk with her and help her understand what's going on or connect her with resources at her school and everything like that. And we stay with Erica all the way until she gets her degree. So she'll always have that network of support, and every year it grows, because even though Erin isn't going to be serving next year, I know she is still going to be in touch with Erica.
Oh, definitely.
Pretty consistently.
Yes.
Over the next several years. So you really do we help build that whole network of support that Erica was talking about to help ensure that she gets that degree, which is her goal.
Erin, you've been working with Erica for the last 2 years. As she sits next to you and she's approaching high school graduation and going on to Dartmouth, what are you thinking?
I mean, I'm just so incredibly proud. I think it's fun being there from, like, junior, when the idea of college is just kind of starting to formulate and grow in the minds of the students. And then to actually see them go off, it's like... You know, I feel like they're my children. Like, it's just like, oh my gosh, you're doing it. And yeah, I definitely get a little emotional sometimes thinking about it. But I'm just excited that, like, you know, in Erica's case, that she was able to find her potential. And I think she's going to do awesome things, not only at Dartmouth, but with the rest of her life. And so it's exciting to see her take that, you know, first step to go out and be off on her own in Hanover.
Well, it is exciting to hear about it. Erica, Erin, Edie, thank you, all of you, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch.
Edie Turnbull is the executive director of the Milwaukee chapter of College Possible. Erin Bennett is a coach with the group. She worked with St. Joan Antietam High School senior Erica Johnson, who will go on to study at Dartmouth University this fall with a full scholarship. All three spoke with Mitch Tyke. College Possible will honor its 179 graduating seniors with a celebration on Saturday. There is a link to more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. National Volunteer Month wrapped up on Tuesday, but it's never too late to meet a woman who exemplifies the volunteer spirit. We'll speak with Cindy Alioto next on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.